This is the SML Podcast.
Sure, yeah, I could send you one of the old Amplitude songs and a main drag track. That's not a problem. I can figure that out.
That works.
Sure.
Poifinect.
Yeah, that was my fault for not specifying.
I didn't want to provide too much bullshit.
You can
honestly, you can send as many songs as you want because we'll just fucking play them all.
Essentially.
Sounds good.
There's no limit to how long or short we can make these.
Yeah.
We've had episodes last 4 hours before.
Yeah.
So
Jesus.
Our MAGFest episode, which by the way, Harmonix needs to get to MAGFest one of these years.
They're like,
yeah.
Yeah, but they're like right there. So you could just kind of go over there and see them.
No, they're in Boston.
Oh, I'm thinking PAX. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Derp. Derp, derp.
It makes perfect sense for us to be there, but it's just always like, it's like a time of the year when we don't really have stuff to talk about, and it's expensive, and it's in Maryland, and I don't know. I want to go. We should probably just actually come and hang out.
Yeah, do that. You don't have to be
there.
Yeah,
you don't have to
company.
Have a presence.
Just go just, and
yeah.
chill.
Be there.
Yeah.
And you can hang out with us and play Rock Band in our room.
Essentially, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
Darren Korb was
Tycho Drum Master.
It's a cool game. You should check out Rock Band.
Not familiar with it. And Darren Korb is the best. That dude's the fucking best guy.
I love him.
Yeah, and you can play Tycho Drum Master with us.
That game is fucking weird as shit.
Dude, I was housing it at MAGFest.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I had a blast with it.
Anyway, I guess we'll get shit started. So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
And this is the SML Podcast. And today we have two guests, one very, very special guest joining us out of the goodness of his heart, and then Kyle Gatto. So, special guest, would you like to introduce yourself? Because Kyle doesn't really matter that much.
Oh,
I've always agreed that Kyle doesn't really matter that much.
No!
Yeah. Hey, guys. My name's John Drake. I work at Harmonix, a video game developer out of Boston, Massachusetts. And I do a bunch of different things. I'm the director of publishing PR. That's my title. But I also am a project lead on a game and working on a Kickstarter right now. So I am sick as hell, but I'm here congested to yell into my computer at your imaginary faces.
Yay!
That works.
We're so thankful to have you. I'm sorry not feeling well.
Kyle, I guess we'll let you introduce yourself, too.
I'm Kyle Gatto.
Okay, that's good.
Chief of safetycontinue.com.
okay, that's good.
Good enough. Too much, Kyle. Dial it back a bit. You're starting to sound like Corey.
Oh, my God. Corey just talked so much.
So, obviously, the big news is, since we have John Drake on the show, is Amplitude is looking to make a comeback. Would you like to inform us on what's going on with that?
Yeah, sure. We have launched a Kickstarter to bring back Amplitude. For those of you who don't know, Amplitude was a game from the early 2000s that we made for Sony on the PlayStation 2, and it was sort of a progenitor to all of the awesomeness that is Guitar Hero, Rock Band, and games that came after it. So if you've ever played a beat match game in the Western Hemisphere, it's likely born out of Frequency and Amplitude, the two games we made for Sony. And we've wanted to bring it back, and people have been asking for us to bring it back for, you know, over a decade now. And it's a passion project for us that we would desperately love to do, but there just really hasn't ever been funding for it that could pay for the game to be made. So we're going to risk a bunch of our own money, and we're asking fans to come meet us in the middle and help us out because we want to see another Amplitude. So if you've ever heard of any of our games, Guitar Hero, Rock Band, Amplitude, Frequency, Karaoke Revolution, you can check it out. And you can go to harmonixmusic.com/Amplitude. It redirects to the Kickstarter. There's a bunch more information about the game there. And yeah, we're hoping to hit what seems like a very ambitious goal, which is $775,000. But it's actually not even half of the budget because games are really expensive to make. So we're just looking for some contributions to help get across that finish line. So we're doing okay right now, but we'd love more people to go check it out.
Well, you have our, I think I kicked in 40 towards it.
Nice.
I'm currently not at liberty to be spending money, but when I do, Which awesome. Might be soon.
You I've have got a couple my gigs, sword so. And you have his imaginary hope.
My imaginary axe.
you had me for 22, John. So
hooray. I have not yet put my money in because I am waiting to see how much money I need to put in to get to a crazy new level. But I'm going to put in probably, even though this game is something that I am putting in hundreds of hours of my own time into, I will probably end up backing this in like the, you know, the four figures just because I really, really like desperately want to see this thing happen.
That and you just want to have your name on like the larger tiers. You'd be like, yo, yeah, I'm that guy.
He wants his name in the credits.
Yeah, exactly. Twice. I mean, I want to be in the credits as many times as possible. So I'm going to back this five times at $5 each. Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things, right? It's weird to go ask for money. Like, we don't relish this. People be like, why are you on Kickstarter? Like, just fund it yourselves. It's like, guys, if we could do this without coming to Kickstarter, believe me, we would not be on Kickstarter. Like, running a Kickstarter is difficult and exhausting, and it involves, like, asking for money, which is super awkward. But there just isn't another path, right? Like, if we had another funding route that would make this game, we would take it. But the choice is either, like, do some crowdfunding and see if we can get some people to chip in and help us make this, or don't make the game. So we're hoping to still make the game. That's why we're there. So
a lot of bake sales. Which
yeah, exactly.
Bake
yeah.
sales aren't really a thing anymore.
I don't know. I'd buy Harmonix cookies.
I bake brownies on Harmonix's behalf.
I don't know if we can sell any of these things in states other than like Washington and Colorado. But yeah, we could probably
be like, all right, everybody come to Boston, and this is going to be the Boston. You could have your own Boston Marathon, where every like yep. portion of the street is like a different baked good.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I'm into that plan.
Yeah.
Or iced tea. They could have their own Boston Tea Party.
Oh, God.
Woof.
No.
Okay. Woof.
This podcast is over. Sorry.
Yeah. No, thanks, guys. Good to see you. Talk to you later.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
So I noticed with the Kickstarter, when it went live, there were only 18 days on it, which kind of seemed odd to me. What was up with that? Don't they usually go for a month?
So they do usually go for a month, and people usually have the 30 days. It's usually 30 days, not like a calendar month. But the guys at Kickstarter recommend 30 days or less. If it's more than 30 days, there's sort of no urgency to the Kickstarter. People kind of don't pay attention. We thought or less could mean, you know, less than 30 days. And initially, we had hoped to kind of do right around 30 or 28 or something like that. And frankly, we have a hard end stop on this Kickstarter. Like, we have to know by the end of the Kickstarter whether or not there's funding for the game, because we have people rolling off of other projects who could work on Kickstarter. Who could work on Amplitude. God, I wish they were all working on Kickstarter. Right? But people who are finishing their work on Fantasia or other projects who could work on Amplitude, we could build a dev team and put them to work. Or they could work on another project, and we'd like them to work on Amplitude. That's what we dream of. But, you know, they could... if we can't fund the game, they should work on a third party funded project that we can go get secured funding for, which we might not be as excited about, but would be a better thing for keeping them employed and keeping them happy.
It is a business.
Right. We are running a business. So that's sort of the reality of the situation. We have an end date, and we wanted to launch the Kickstarter earlier. We'd actually hoped to launch it on stage at PAX, at PAX East, but getting the paperwork signed that we had the permissions to do this because we don't own all the intellectual property involved is hard. So it took longer than we wanted. That ate into our plan a little bit, and we ended up at 18 days. But you know, at the end of the day, like, you know, there's a sprint of funding at the beginning and a sprint of funding at the end, and there's a, you know, lull in the middle, and we're hoping to push through. We're hoping to break the Kickstarter curve a couple different times, but I actually think that while it is super weird to start there, hopefully it won't affect our outcome at the end.
Hope not. What are you guys sitting at right now as of Thursday, which is a day before the podcast releases?
Yes, it is. We're currently at $174,000.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No, and we have 5,200 backers. We're about a quarter of the way there. I had hoped that the popularity of Harmonix and the popularity of Amplitude would put us past my expectations, but this is basically right at my expectations. This is sort of where I thought we would be around now.
Nice.
And the idealist and dreamer in me thought we would crush my expectations, which has happened before in Harmonix projects. But in this case, we're sort of right on track, and I still think it's possible. We're going to start doing some creative things to juice this up a little bit. Like, you know, we have some backers. We have a lot of backers at $20 and $40, and we'd love to see some of those backers at $70 or $100. And so we're trying to figure out some ways to upsell them to say, hey, you could always change your backing level during a project. So, hey, if you're here, maybe consider kicking in a little bit more money and you can get some more stuff. And if the $70 tier didn't appeal to you and it was just a poster, maybe if it's a poster and the digital soundtrack or an art book, that you might consider chipping in some extra money for those sort of ancillary project things.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
If I come into some money, you're getting me at the $200 tier. I want that vinyl so badly.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? Isn't it look great?
That vinyl is beautiful.
That was indeed a sexy looking vinyl.
Yeah, I was pretty psyched about that idea, and it seemed like the best kind of premium music item that we could offer. And for that tier, for what it's worth, is like good for us. Obviously, it helps us get closer to our goal. It's a lot of money for one person, which we appreciate. But our margin on that is not so great. Like, that vinyl record that Ryan wants to make is like stupid expensive and really difficult to ship. So it's going to be a colossal pain in the ass when everyone who comes into money wants it back at $200. But you know what? Fuck it. That's great. Like, I want to make cool things for people. That's why we have a Kickstarter. And I would say, like, someone else will worry about the money, but actually it's my job to worry about the money. So it's not actually a practical way of dealing with that.
Yeah. And that's why I kind of like companies doing Kickstarter things, because, like, you have those tiers where you can have the extra stuff, and it makes it more appealing as opposed to just, like, hey, man, just, like, essentially think of it like a pre-order, like, but you just get the game. Like, you can go into it for a little bit more and get a little bit more out of it. So essentially, like, you can pick your personal, like, collector's edition, so to speak.
Yeah.
Like, that's the concept that I like about it, you know?
And I guess the thing is, people get real. So I went a little bit of a Twitter rampage on Wednesday night. Not rampage. I wasn't like cursing or freaking out at anybody, but a little bit of like tell me what you want, like as if I was trying to babysit a baby who was just crying and I didn't know why. Like, I don't mind that people have beef with, or I don't mind that people don't back our Kickstarter. I don't mind that people are like, hey, I have an Xbox One and I'm divorced, so I don't want to back your game. Sure, man, totally. Like, we're not coming to Xbox One. Why buy it if you can't use it? That's totally fair. But we've got a lot of people who kind of came after us and said, like, Harmonix is too big to be using Kickstarter. This game is the right fit for Kickstarter. What are you doing? And on some level, it's like, the Kickstarter is a place, and this is like, I'm going to get super idealistic, front and lights on you for a second.
I'm ready.
But like, Kickstarter is a place for like dream projects to come that otherwise can't be realities, and let the crowd sort of voice their support or non-support of that dream. And I think that dreams of different sizes are totally fine, whether it's, Treachery and Beatdown City by a new challenger asking for 50 grand and, getting funded as a small indie title, or our game asking for almost 800 grand, with a different size team. Like, they're both games that won't happen without Kickstarter. And so as long as that sort of bar is cleared, I kind of don't know why anyone would I don't know why you give a shit, right? It's sort of like also my stance on like gay marriage. Like, I'm super pro gay marriage. And I don't mind that some people have like religious beliefs or whatever that makes them not psyched about gay marriage. But I also don't know like why you give a shit on a day-to-day basis what other people do. Like, you don't want to back it, don't back it. Why you're screaming on Twitter that we're jerks for trying to fund it? It seems like a weird internet rage crossover that I don't actually find the connection to logically.
Well, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's a lot of people on the internet that like to complain.
Everybody's mad about everything all the time.
Like,
yeah,
that's definitely not new. it's kind of disheartening in certain ways, mainly just because like you could have like the most foolproof, like anybody on the street will say this is the greatest idea ever, and there was always going to be one person to shit all over it. That's just how it works. So,
and I'm trying to go, a little bit hand to hand tactically with those people who are shitting all over it and be like, actually ask them the question of like, look, I want to understand your perspective. And I'm trying to acknowledge like some of the arguments you're making are either totally valid. Like, hey, you only have a PC and an Xbox One. Like, so this doesn't work for you. Like, yeah, of course. Sure. That sounds totally reasonable. Or like, you don't believe that a project this size should be on Kickstarter, which is up to you as an individual. And then I'm trying to acknowledge some other stuff like, hey, you don't believe that Harmonix has had success in the past. You don't believe we should do it because we have money. We should fund it ourselves. And I'm trying to be really clear, like, look, I think that's a valid emotional reaction, but I want to try to correct like the factual basis of that is not real. Right. Like, we do not have a big stack of money to fund this project. We can't just pay for it ourselves. And people say like, well, you have that, sort of like that fuck you Rock Band money. It's like, man, we haven't released Rock Band since 2010. What are you talking about? Do you think the studio like is a charity where people come to work for free? Like, we've been making a lot of other games and we don't actually make a huge profit on every game that we make. Sometimes we make a great game that does very well and we don't actually see a lot of upside. So, like, we do not have deep pockets to fund this game. Again, if we could do anything that wasn't coming to Kickstarter to make get funding for Amplitude, we would, like, because we it's exhausting to do Kickstarter, but we believe the fans really want to see the game, so want to offer them the opportunity. And if, you know, if people choose not to back it and they think that we're disingenuous or not honest or not being real, then we won't make the game and we'll have to make something else and someone else will have to pay for it. So we'll see what we do.
I'm 100% for your mentality going into this. I know, like, what you're saying, like, there's people that disagree and think that, like, bigger game companies shouldn't be on there, but that's what it comes down to. It really comes down to you don't have the opportunity otherwise to make this game. And Kickstarter, 100%, it just comes down to, you know, if you want to see this happen, put money into it. If you don't want to see it happen, don't put money into it, period. Like, yeah. there's no, like, extra stuff that needs to happen past that. Yeah. Like, it's just like, okay, that's it. Like, it's pretty cut and dry.
See,
like,
go ahead.
I'm sitting here with a shattered reality because I figured every single video game company just had one room set aside with piles and piles of money that people would sign up for. Well, you, like, sign up on a sheet for, like, a 15-minute period or something, and you get to, roll around in it and just, like, throw it up in the air, like in the movies. Yeah. And the fact that you guys don't have that, it, like, hurts me on the inside.
Right.
Like,
MTV had that.
My
but
world
we don't work
is
for MTV anymore, right? Like, we're on our own. So we had to give the money route back to MTV when we got sold.
All that SpongeBob DLC money is gone.
Yeah. Dude, all the Naked Brothers Band money that we got for that. You probably don't even know what that is, and it's good.
Body I occupy.
No, we're too old for that.
It is the worst.
No, Joe knows.
Yeah, he knows all about it.
I didn't buy those songs, by the way.
You got them for free for buying the movie, right?
Oh.
How did you know?
That's the only way he could get around saying that he didn't have to buy them.
No, those
he's like, no, I just acquired them.
Those are actually like a handful of the few songs I don't own.
Yeah, but you have all that Nickelback.
That was not my choice. I am still pissed about that.
For a while, we were giving people codes that we were telling them were for one pack, and they would just get Nickelback instead. Like, we would get codes for Nickelback. It's like, hey, get this David Bowie 3-pack. Here's a free code that would just download Nickelback to their console.
Oh, God. See, my Nickelback acquirement story is an especially harrowing tale. At MAGFest, I would donate my system so that they could play Rock Band down in the game room because I had something stupid like 2,500 songs or whatever. And I told them, keep the system offline because I also had my other console up in our room connected online so that it could get all the licenses and we could play Rock Band in our room as well.
Right.
I noticed the system up in our room kept getting kicked offline. So I went down to the game room and there were people connecting online and buying songs. And somebody bought both Nickelback packs.
Yep.
Yeah. So some asshole at MAGFest spent my money and bought every fucking Nickelback song in Rock Band. And because I have that personal feeling of I spent money for it, I don't want to just delete it.
Sure.
They're still on my hard drive.
Well, you've made a mistake, but that's fine.
It was not my choice.
Thanks for the $3, I guess. I shouldn't be hating. Like that $3 is going to the harmonics contribution side of the Amplitude Kickstarter.
Yes.
I've earmarked it specifically.
You're welcome.
You can make a note on his Kickstarter pledge. Also, the $3 from your Nickelback.
I'll be special thanks in the game, Joe Cam, for buying Nickelback.
Yep. Nope, and then, absolutely not.
Then I will cry.
I'll actually tell you, like, this is a story that our lawyer probably wouldn't like me to tell, but I wrote the copy for the Amplitude page, and we have a tier that lets people, that currently zero people have backed, which I'm a little sad about, actually, but that says, like, put your song in the game. Where, like, we are basically saying, like, hey, if you're an artist or a band and you have, like, if you have, like, a weekend, you know, warrior project where you make some electronic music or whatever, and you want to give us some money, we'll, like, convert your song into an Amplitude track and put it in the shipping game that, like, you know, hopefully hundreds of thousands of people will play. Fingers crossed. And at one point I said, like, look, to be clear, you have to own the rights to this music. It can't be objectionable. It can't be silenced. And it certainly can't be Nickelback. And he came back and was like, guy, you can't yell at about it and make fun of Nickelback in the text of our Kickstarter. I was like, why? Is Nickelback reading our Kickstarter page and it's sad?
Chad Kroger has one tear running down his eye and a check made out for $7,500.
Listen, Chad Kroger, if he actually read all of the stuff that was said about him on the internet, he would just be a river of tears.
Like, yeah, I mean, between that and his wife's terrible Japanese music video.
Oh, God.
I'm sure he reads all those comments and laughs as he takes a bath in a tub full of money.
Yeah. You really love the idea of just, like, naked money time, huh?
Yeah. Why not?
Gross, I think it's just, like, something that he really wants to do. How much is that tier four?
It's, like, $7,500. It's expensive, but, you know, it's like, hey, are you a successful music act or label that wants to put a song in the game? Like, take a risk. It's promotional value. I don't know. No one's backed it. It was probably a mistake or a silly thing. It just felt like a funny thing to put in there. But yeah, right now there's no one in that tier. Maybe the main drag will back that tier with all of our record label money, since the band is currently on hiatus, and just throw all of our money into that tier and see what happens.
I will actually talk about it on Heavy Blog is Heavy, so that should hopefully attract some artists, because we got some major artists reading Heavy Blog.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Send us the heaviest music you have. We will make an electronic remix out of it.
Well, you did have Slipknot in the one in Amplitude.
That's true. And we had, you know, I mean, POD is on the cover of the box. Just for what it's worth.
That is like the heaviest of heavy.
I know, but that's a real fucking thing that I have to remind myself every time we talk about this game. Like, I want all the music from Amplitude. I was like, do you want all the music from Amplitude? Like,
everything?
I know you want Freeze Pop and Cass and Crooker and the harmonics tracks. Maybe you want Garbage, like the band Garbage.
Not actual Garbage.
But, well, I mean, I'm asking about POD, so maybe. Like, do you want our remix of Boom by POD? Is that really something you're, like, begging me for? And some people are like, fuck yeah, man. It's like, all right, you know what? We'll give you what you want. Maybe we can go get it licensed. But I can't believe that that's something I'm saying out loud. That sounds fucking crazy.
Wow. Was that the one that was also released as, like, a standalone disc with the one POD deluxe edition?
Maybe. That
the fact
sounds...
that you even know that?
I have the disc at home. Like,
even
I got it
sadder.
Do you remember Guzex, that game swapping website? I actually got it from there, so I didn't actually pay money for it.
Again, he's just making excuses to say that he acquired these things as opposed to actually, like, getting them himself.
Hey, to me that's a unique collectible.
It's not a unique collectible. I'll agree with you there. That's a thing that you can tell your family why you have that, like, storage locker down the street later in life. It's because you have the POD Amplitude remix single and you need to store it somewhere because you can't have it in your house because you've been detained and arrested for being a crazy
person. It's not a remix single. It's just a PS2 game that's pretty much just POD.
Yeah, Amplitude, we had a whole POD project at Harmonix to, like, make a branded set of games that would be, like, on the other side of CDs for a while, and it just, like, never... At the time, it seemed like a great idea, and people seemed kind of into it, but...
Are you saying that there was going to be, at one point, a POD rock band?
That is 100% not what I'm saying.
Confirmed, 2015.
2015 POD rock band.
Yeah.
I feel so alive.
Oh, no.
So, John, what are some of the things that you're hoping to have in the new version of Amplitude that haven't been... like, really talked about or looked at in depth?
So,
boom.
I think that part... So, boom. some of the things that we are trying to get in there this time around... I mean, like, the first and foremost thing, right, that we've talked about a little bit, but not in depth, is, like, what it means to have an HD Amplitude and what it means to be on a widescreen, you know, HD screen and not a fucking giant CRT 4x3 television. And that, you know, that a lot of that has to do with, like, actual, weirdly, it has to do with, like, usability. Like, the ability to see all your tracks across a horizontal screen and not have it be this, like, warping, kind of terrible image. The ability to do crazy cool procedural things, like having the whole world be super reactive to the music and not be pre-programmed. I think the biggest thing we're looking to do that's different this time is, you know, we really want to make a soundtrack that's almost a concept album of music that, you know, different people at Harmonix are contributing to that really makes this thing feel like it is a perfectly composed video game based on music. I actually think that, like, weirdly, maybe you brought up Darren Corr before we were on the phone, but like the music in Bastion is probably like the is a weird touchstone for me of like that game felt like the music was almost created 100% before the game started, and the game was like woven around it in a beautiful way. I think we want to see if Amplitude can be as compelling. A lot of people write to us and say like Amplitude and Frequency got them into electronic music, got them into making music. And we want to make sure that any music we create this time around is the same potency and power. And that's a tall order, but I mean, we have the best staff in the business for making crazy audio stuff. So that's one thing. And then beyond that, like we really want to dig into like the blasters themselves, like these little ships that fly down the tracks and make them a little bit more interactive, a little bit more animated, a little bit more interesting. They were kind of like these static graphics in the first game because it was the PS2 and we only had so many polygons, but now they can be these rich, high-definition things with like little guys riding on top of them, and we'd love to do more of that stuff if we could get funded, but right now what we're looking to put in the game is like literally as much as we can get in the game for the amount of money we get, which currently is zero actual dollars, so holy shit. Give us some goddamn money.
So here's a stupid question, just to, you know, preface to some of the people that haven't played the original. How would you describe the actual gameplay of Amplitude?
So Amplitude is a multi-track beatmatch game for, well, originally for the PlayStation 2 and now for hopefully the PlayStation 3 and 4, where you use your controller to beatmatch individual instruments on individual tracks. So what I mean by that is a little like Rock Band, there's, you know, a drum track, a bass line track, a vocal track, and it has some plate spinning mechanics where you're trying to lock these tracks in by tapping along to notes that are coming down the note highway and sort of building the groove. And the thing that was different about Amplitude than other games that we've made is that it was like Dark Souls hard. Like it is the harder difficulties, it is like crazy hard.
Yeah,
and you get this flow state where you have to kind of like get the drums going and move over to the bass line track and then get the vocals going, get this like guitar stab and this keyboard stab and keep kind of weaving your way through these tracks and beat matching as you go. And the ability to do that fluidly is incredibly challenging. And so Amplitude is, you know, at its core, it's a game about creating music from silence and making this like remixable track come to life. And the actual mechanics of that are like tapping on a really cool controller that, you know, in ways that feel like you're kind of inside the music. And all of it sounds very like marketing and selly, but like, you know, just having watched people play the game and get lulled to this sense of like wonder and awe as they're playing it and play for hours and hours and get lost in it. Like it's a real thing. It's pretty cool. And we would love to bring that back and hopefully we will get a chance to.
Very cool. Yeah. Cause I never played the original. So, like, when I was getting ready to, you know, do my research, because we do research before we have guests.
No, we don't.
Sure.
I was just like, it kind of, for me not knowing any better, it kind of reminded me a little bit of, like, Rock Band Blitz.
Sure.
Like, so that you're, like, switching between, like, these different tracks and stuff like that, and then, like, hitting the buttons and stuff, like, to beat match and stuff.
Rock Band Blitz was sort of our attempt to use our licensed product that has a big name to bring back the style of gameplay. But having it not be like electronic based and having it be up based on Rock Band stems, it was a little more arcadey than Amplitude is. Like Rock Band Blitz is a very like silly kind of fun take on the Rock Band genre. It's a very different game, but at its core, you're totally right. The mechanics are very similar. One thing that Rock Band Blitz didn't have and Amplitude does really well is local multiplayer. So you play with up to four people on these tracks and like, you know, distort tracks by sending power ups down other tracks and fight with your friends and also be making music at the same time, which is something that I think we would be really excited to bring back, especially on next gen consoles. Like having played a lot of Towerfall on the PS4, like being able to play in a living room with somebody and like make music with them on a controller, not have to worry about the install base of like, do they have a guitar at their house? They have drums and a microphone. Like, it's a pretty fun thing to pick up and play casually with people, which is really great.
Very, very cool.
And it's balls hard.
I do like super hard games. I do, especially when it comes to rhythm games too, because like I was one of those people that like, I mean, I'm a musician normally, so picking up these games like Rock Band and Guitar Hero and stuff like that, like I always would just sit down and then just like breeze right through it, and I'm like, oh yeah, that was cool, I guess. And then I would get to those songs where we were just like, oh my god, like this is the most ridiculous thing ever, and I'd pass it. I wouldn't perfect it, don't get me wrong, but I'd pass it, and I'd be like, okay, yeah, that was a thing. You're like, what the fuck, man? Like, so when I was, you know, reading into this and hearing the comments like, yeah, it's really fucking hard, I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm excited for this. Like,
totally. It's hard in a really weird way where it's not about It's like on its easiest difficulty, it's totally playable, and like it's a little like that Rock Band thing of like you're like, whoa, that was challenging for a second, but I survived. But on like the brutal difficulties at the higher levels, like the game just gets. So for an average player of video games, it gets like really, really difficult, like Super Meat Boy hard. Like it's like kind of a Maso core game in that way. Yeah. And for music, like core music gamers like myself, like I can almost always survive any track in Amplitude. But you know, it's a little like any platformer. Like you have to kind of just practice and know the feel of what you're doing, and you get to a mastery level. And then the feeling of accomplishment when you nail it is like kind of off the charts in a way that I haven't had since PS2 era rhythm games.
And it's impressive to watch someone who's good at the game play those stages.
Oh, totally. Yeah. That's without a doubt. I've seen like those Japanese like beat mania, drum mania kind of things where it's like they're hitting all the buttons like, and there's just a constant stream of notes, and you're just like, what
yep,
the
exactly. Like, why is this happening? What are you doing?
Like, I can't even comprehend these notes coming at me right now. Like, just
of all, it's playing POD. So.
Right.
Totally.
It's just constant stream. It's like a Yngwie Malmsteen solo with POD.
Oh, that's the worst combination of things you could possibly say.
This neoclassical bastard just.
Yep.
I feel so alive.
Oh my god!
So I'm
nice,
I'm going
nice POD deep cut, by the way. Thanks for bringing that out.
You're welcome.
So I'm going to assume POD will not be in the new Amplitude. What kind of music and what kind of bands are you
looking
at?
Unless they back it at 7,500.
True.
They could.
They can do there. And that's the weird thing is I feel bad for making fun of POD. Like, of all the, like, Nickelback, I'm fine to make fun of. Actually, the POD is, like, totally enjoyable.
I know. I like POD, but I
it just
know.
Doesn't really, it's just such a weirdly dated reference in some ways to, like, be like, this game was a super, like, POD, I'm looking at a giant blow-up of our box art, and it's like, David Bowie. I mean, first of all, the box art was not made in Harmonix, and it is like not a good box art. but it's like, you know, David Bowie, Blink 182, Pink, Run DMC, Garbage, and all those bands are like pretty big bands. Garbage, I guess, is kind of come and gone a little bit, but and then Quarashi, which is sort of a weird fit.
I like that band, by the way. I really like that band.
And then just, but like generally, and basically, their logo is like an Arial font logo. That really offends me aesthetically, but like just POD in big letters. It's like, man, what were we thinking? What's up with POD? You know, the answer is like, we didn't fucking make that game. We didn't make that box art.
Blink.
I'm showing him the box art.
Oh, it's rough, the box art. But you know, we're going to redo it. It's going to be beautiful this time. And it has some charm in like its early 90s way. Like it's kind of funny in that way.
So you're just going to have a giant speaker blasting out the names of the bands.
Yep, exactly. It's exactly the same way we did it before. So
I'm still amazed that Quarashi made the front of the box.
I know, right?
I don't know how the fuck that happened over Slipknot.
Slipknot wasn't that big back then, really.
No, this is 2003. It's like, you know, they were a burgeoning act. They were getting big, but they were still someone who was, you know, not
that was
huge
what, like
the
around
pop scene.
When was Iowa? Because I Am Hated is in the game, which, by the way, I'm sad I Am Hated never made it to Rock Band.
Yeah, fair.
I figured people with all the Slipknot you guys put out and the fact that it was an Amplitude, I was like, oh, it's got to come before, you know, sooner or later, it's got to show up, and it's never shown up.
Yeah.
It had to be right around the time when I had seen Slipknot play the Heretic Anthem on Conan O'Brien.
Which, sure, that makes sense.
Which was the greatest thing ever.
See, at least back then, Slipknot was still known. Like, Quarashi had one hit song in America that I don't think anyone ever even heard. Like, if it plays, if they somehow heard it now, they'd be like, oh, I think I heard that in like promos for a baseball game or something. But
yeah,
no one knows who the fuck Quarashi is.
I just keep thinking you're having an aneurysm when you try and say the band name.
What is it? Icelandic, like new metal?
Yeah, it's, yeah. It's
and,
weird.
And the lead singer had a very Beastie Boys sound to him.
Yeah.
Wait, my mind is just trying to like come up with its own version of the band without ever hearing them. And the stuff that you're throwing at me, it's just like, what?
I would say that we could play it now, but I don't know how that would work with the YouTube version. I don't know if
you might have to send an email to Quarashi.
Well, I don't know if, because they're the one album that came out in America was like on a major label, and I don't know if that's blocked on YouTube or not.
I don't. So look, I don't want to make this all a promotional appearance. I want to have a good conversation with you guys, but maybe we should stop talking about Quarashi right now. I feel like we've given Quarashi their due diligence in this podcast.
We're name dropping, and we're name dropping Quarashi.
Quarashi confirmed.
Yes.
Rock Band
4. Exactly. On its way right now.
Quarashi Rock Band.
Yes.
Confirmed 2015.
On the Game Boy Color.
So anyway, what kind of music or what kind of bands and songs can we expect with the new Amplitude?
So right now we're focusing on a completely original soundtrack done by harmonics artists. We want to do some licensed music stuff too, because that's what people kind of know us for, and it will help sell the game after we launch. But right now, with the funding level we have, I'm not really sure that we can do that. So currently, we have some great harmonics artists internally and some harmonics family members like who have gone on to other jobs but still we're friendly with, who might make some music for the game. And the music will be electronic feeling. You know, it's got to be remixable, so it's sort of we may have some metal and some rock and things like that, but overall, the tone will be electronic at its core. So there'll be some dance music, there'll be some more acoustic sounding music, but it'll all be remixed to be that hard hitting pulse that you may remember from Frequency and Amplitude. And we're pretty psyched about that. Frequency was mostly an original soundtrack. Amplitude, we introduced some licensed tracks hoping it would make the game sell better. It didn't really, because the game didn't really sell very well when we made it the first time. But that's where we're ending up right now, is that the Harmonix audio guys are working on some preview audio to put up on the Kickstarter page. These guys are incredibly talented composers, so hopefully we'll be able to kick some cool stuff out jam-wise towards you guys in the next week or so.
Can I cross my fingers for some Anarchy Club?
Maybe. We could probably talk to Keith. Keith still works in Boston. He's around. These are, like, when you say Anarchy Club, I don't think, like, band that I have played shows with, which is what I should think. I think, like, QA lead, who I am friends with, you know? Like, you say Mighty Mighty Boston, and I think our office manager who works here, right?
Could we see some Boston's?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. We could ask him.
That would
probably
be
not.
That'd be awesome.
Know.
That'd be really, that really be, awesome.
That would be a really weird band to remix into like a hardcore dance mix.
That's why I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, I like
I
want to
hear like we'll ska techno.
Yeah, me too. That's a really weird thing to say. I guess like reggae and ska are connected, and dubstep is derived from dub.
Yeah.
So maybe ska step could be a really good dance style. We
ska
haven't
step. Ska step. Oh my God.
You just created the next big thing.
Guys, that's why I get paid the big bucks and why I have to do fucking crowdfunding to make our games.
Ska step. I'm going to start working on it like tomorrow.
Well, since we're talking about the music, believe it or not, I actually have an email question for you.
We have an email question?
One email. One. Zach did not write us this week.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Tim Ecubus of X-Strike Studios has a question, and he writes, here's a question, and one I'm sure you guys will want the answer to. What are the chances of getting some video game tunes in the new Amplitude?
So this came up the other day, actually, as a brainstorm for like other, you know, like we want the Amplitude game to be kind of pure and Amplitude-y, and we were hoping not to be stunty in our promotions. But you know, the game's pace has slowed a little bit in terms of the Kickstarter first week, which is always what happens. So we try to come up with slightly stuntier things. We talked about reaching out to some of our friends who make video game music, or you know, are the kind of major composers in the indie scene, to throw a song or two into Amplitude. If we could announce that, that seems really exciting. So we're into it. I mean, we want to make sure that the soundtrack is cohesive and feels kind of clean and makes sense. But I would love to see some music from other video game composers work its way in here. I think that kind of collaboration can be really, really exciting. So there's no chance. There is nothing to confirm, but it's somewhere between 0 and 100%.
That's a good number.
That's a nice thin margin there.
That's how I roll.
It's possible.
One suggestion I could give. I know you mentioned the difficulty being compared to Super Meat Boy earlier, but Danny B, who did the soundtrack, I think some of the Super Meat Boy songs would work great in the game.
I'm totally into that plan. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna do some outreach later this week and see if, I mean, we have a lot of guys who are super in the Gang, which is the Games Audio group that does their audio awards every year at GDC, and hopefully they can maybe make some network connections for us. But I'd love to see some music that I've heard millions of times in other games be worked into what this Amplitude project could be. But at its core, we just need more people to back it to make this a reality. We don't want to, you know, go over into the planning of details of the game if we if we're not sure we're going to make it at all. Yeah, so we'll see if we get there. But yeah, Amplitude, it's going to be great. Kickstarter, please go check it out. Harboxmusic.com/Amplitude if you want to get redirected right there. And I hope people try to check it out and back it.
It needs to happen.
Yeah.
I haven't played
I think it's
one of those things where it's like I want to play the game and it's not like I'm ever going to be able to find a copy of the original and have the same experience, so I want to have a new one.
Well, and even if you have the old game, if you have a PS2, like finding a TV with the right latency and lag,
because big time.
HDTVs introduce all this, like, they're trying to make the image better and the audio compression better, but in doing so, the processing that they add, like, screws up old games on analog systems a lot of the time.
Yeah, big time.
And our timing window is pretty punishing. So for us at the end of the day, it's like, look, I wish I could be more direct with people. Like, I wish I could, like, talk to people face to face when they say things about how we don't need this money and how we shouldn't be on Kickstarter, to be like, look, I've been dreaming about making this game for a long time. And, like, I am so earnest in such a weird way that, like, I haven't been able to explain to people, like, I'm just so desperate for this game to happen, guys. Like, I wouldn't be staying up till 3 a.m. answering questions in our Kickstarter messaging just to, like, cash my paycheck. Like, I do this because I really love it. I'm launching another game today that I've been working on for 8 months, and I spent all of last night working on the Amplitude Kickstarter. And, like, if that doesn't tell you how much I care about that project, then that probably doesn't actually tell you anything. But it means a lot.
Well, what's this new game that you're launching?
So I am the project lead on my first project, which is exciting. I've been a publishing person and a community person for a long time, and I've been a developer for a little while. But I'm the project lead on a game called Record Run, which is a runner on iOS and coming soon to Android and Amazon platforms that takes music on your device and lets you put it in the game and make sort of a endless runner style gameplay out of it. It's not endless; it's level based runners, but you basically can run through a city and dodge obstacles and get crazy bonus points and challenge your friends to songs that they don't want to play, like, you know, all the K-pop that's currently in my inbox in that game that our head of playtesting has been like, haha, I'm sending you 800 K-pop requests. And it's fun. So yeah, it's got a bunch of really cool characters, a really cool art style. It's free to play, so you can go get it on iOS right now. And it's if nothing else, like, it's a free to play game. There's a couple tracks in there from Harmonix. You can check them out, and if you like it, cool. And, you know, consider buying a character or getting some currency. And if you don't like it, you know, just check it out, let us know what you think, and play the game and have some fun beat matchy times on your phone or tablet.
I'll be that guy. Is there any chance of it coming to Windows Phone?
No, I mean, there's not no chance. That's an offensive thing to say, but there's not a good chance of that happening. It's not
so
in our development
instead
plan.
Of a 0 to 100% chance, you've got like a 0 to 43%
chance.
I think that that's very generous of you. I think it's like a 0 to 5% chance.
There
but
you go.
Yeah, it's pretty much like it's not in the plan now. So no time soon. But you know, if it becomes a runaway hit and people love it on iOS and Android, and we make some money off of it, then we can certainly port it.
I'm sitting here with my Windows phone, very sad right now, John.
Well, it is a very sad device.
No, it isn't. It's actually very good.
I actually love Windows phones as, like, technology. I just am not a huge fan of the platform as, like, a way to distribute software to people, because they people just don't really buy a lot of games and product on there. But you know, it's a really, like, I mean, my roommate has a Nokia, the camera's amazing. The actual, like, interface and user experience on a Windows phone is actually, like, really good. I don't believe in saying, like, look, I love my iPhone 5S and I love my Galaxy S4 and I have two phones because I'm that guy.
I was just about to ask.
But, like, you know, one's the phone I use for work and one's the phone I use for, like, quote unquote work, if you know what I'm saying.
We're working
but,
it.
But, you know, I thought about getting a Windows phone, but, like, I love the interface. I love the way it's put together. I couldn't really see myself using a lot of applications on it. So the ecosystem isn't where I would like it to be. But you never know. Never say never. We actually like the device. So we'd love to make something in the future if we can get a partnership to make the game. But again, we're a business. If we can't make a case to make a game that will make us even break even, it's unlikely we'll do it, you know?
Well, Harmonix seems kind of buddy-buddy with Microsoft, given Dance Central and Fantasia, so maybe you can work
something
out.
The Dance Central stuff, totally. Fantasia, they're not a official partner of that game in any way. We're just kind of on their platforms because that's where the best camera motion tracking software is. But we'd love to work with them more on it. If the Windows Phone team wants to make some games, they can give me a shout. I'm on Twitter. Let's talk.
I guarantee they're not listening to this podcast.
I can guarantee they don't listen to gaming podcasts. But
probably not. It's worth. Hey, you know what? It's worth a shot. Maybe a 0 to 5% chance.
Okay.
Sure. Who knows?
I'll never get a Harmonix game on
that.
That could be
the new thing. Instead of 10 out of 10 blademode.com, it'll just be a 0 to 5% chance.
Yeah. Never say never. I think that the Windows, like, we're developing some new prototypes and we're messing around in Unity, which makes it a little easier to bring stuff over. So we'll see it down the road. But right now it's a long shot. I feel bad. Like, I don't want to shit talk Windows folks. They're like, they're actually cool devices and the people on them are not bad people. It's just that it's hard to sell a product there and make the cost of making that product back in the investment you put in.
You have to think about the bigger picture, Joe.
Well, thank you for letting me know I'm not a bad person for having a Windows phone.
I like you a lot.
I like you too, John.
Yeah, you're not a bad person because of the device that you had.
Well, I'm not saying you're not a bad person. Let's be clear about that. But
I am a horrible person. I really...
Exactly.
Just not because of the phone.
Hey, at least the phone didn't shit out again.
Yeah, like every Sony product I fucking own lately.
Yeah, what's wrong? You're like the kiss of fucking death for Sony products.
Right? I don't know, man. 3 PS4s dead so far. My PS3 hard drive is shit in the bed. Like, the Vita is the only thing still working for me, and I'm scared to play it.
You're like, I don't want to turn it on.
On some level, I mean, I guess you could say the common denominator there is Sony, but, like, honestly, the common denominator there might be you.
I don't know. We'll see. Even your PlayStation 3, like, that's only... What? You got that last year.
Well, it was a refurbished from GameStop. Wasn't a new system.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
That's why we got the two-year replacement on that, because it was refurbished. And it wasn't in the cleanest shape when we got it. So,
sure.
So we kind of said, you know what? We should get the replacement on this.
But those brand new PS4s,
those
man.
PS4s, man, and from what I'm reading online, it's an issue with the soldering on the heatsink. So
we're having this issue again.
Yeah. So the funny thing is, if you know, another couple of months go by, this could start happening to a lot more people, and this could be a red ring of death kind of situation.
Sure.
And I would laugh my fucking ass off. If all these Sony diehards are like, oh, well, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, hardware issues happen. I mean, just because 50% of them are broken, that's nothing really bad. Because that's what Sony fanboys would do.
Man.
Yeah.
I just want a working system that I paid $400 for.
God forbid, right?
Especially because I have a game coming in tomorrow for the PS4.
And no PS4 to play it on. Them feels, bro.
Sons of bitches.
Them feels.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, John, I know that you got to head off to another podcast, right?
I have to do the Harmonix podcast, which I did not know was scheduled for 2:00 until 3 minutes ago. Also, I apparently have a dentist appointment in an hour that I'm going to just like...
You could do... have him like come to the office and do it while you're on the podcast.
God, that'd be hilarious.
I think I'm going to have to call him and be like, oh, I'm too sick. I can't come because I'm not going to be able to get there. I don't know. It's probably for a cleaning. It might be for a cavity. I have no idea.
They're just going to rip your tooth out when you got there. They're like, see, if you would have came here on time, you'd have been all right.
I didn't know 6 months ago that I was going to be launching a mobile game and a Kickstarter on this day.
You son of a bitch.
You're totally fucked. Yeah, exactly, right?
Just tell them.
Well, before you jump off, we got to ask the main question we ask every guest. What are you playing?
And right now, I'm playing the game of woo people to spend money on our Kickstarter.
Best game ever.
I've been playing a fair amount of Trials Fusion because Peggle 2 because I have I love my console exclusives and I have my. By like half an hour of gaming before I black out every night. And it's like, I can't play, you know, a bigger game right now. And I'm waiting for Watch Dogs. I'm waiting for some bigger titles that are coming soon. But those are the games I'm playing on console. I'm playing a little Broforce on PC, which is cool. And I've on my phone and tablet, I've been playing Leo's Fortune, which is this weird, crazy, beautiful little platforming game. It's really, really cool looking. And then, just a lot of Record Run because I've been testing it, making sure it's not broken all the time. which is coming out today. So those are the games I'm playing right now. I'm all over the place, and I can't wait for the end of May between Transistor and Watch Dogs and Super Time Force from Capybara Games. There's a lot of really great stuff coming out the next 3 weeks.
You mentioned Peggle 2 on Xbone, or did you pick it up for 360?
Xbox One, man, I bought that thing day and date when it came out. I was so psyched. I love Peggle 2 is my game of the year.
I love Peggle.
We'll have to swap gamer tags.
Yes, I'm trying to complete that game, like to get everything in that game, and it's taking forever, but I love it.
Do you have Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare?
I do. I've been playing a bunch of that in the past couple months. I haven't played it very much this month, but actually that game's kind of awesome.
Fuck yeah, it is. We got to play some of that sometime.
I really like Gears, and I really like that this is a third person shooter. I am better at third person shooters than first person shooters to like a large degree, so it's kind of my jam. And I had a lot of friends. My friend Gary works on that project, so I love that team. They're amazing.
Yeah, everyone's been going nuts about Titanfall, but I think Garden Warfare is definitely the bigger, better game of the two.
Well, that is a ballsy statement.
That is very ballsy.
It's so much more fun.
I'll say I probably played the same amount of both of those games and had different kinds of fun in both games. And if there was a giant, if you could call in an ogre zombie titan in Garden Warfare.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome. That'd be the best EA crossover ever.
I don't know what the hell they were doing launching two like console exclusive multiplayer only shooters within like 3 weeks of each other, but like that's crazy. But they did it, and I like both those games. I hope that they can both survive, and some of the new microtransaction stuff might help PvZ Garden Warfare make its money back. So that's cool by me.
I hope so. I have both of them on my hard drive. I actually got rid of the physicals to have them digital, just so I could play them whenever and not have to worry about swapping discs. And every time I look at my game library, I'm like, I want to play something for a few minutes. It's always Garden Warfare.
Yep, totally.
It's just so much fun to play.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy day.
Indeed.
Yo, thanks for letting me come on and plug this stuff. I mean, I know it's a weird time, but I'm really nervous and proud of both this weird free-to-play mobile game we made and this Kickstarter. And hopefully, people love music games and they just like what we've done in the past. People give us a shot, check it out. And if we can persuade you, then, give us some money. And if not, thanks for, giving us your time and just looking at it over.
And thank you for giving us your time, and make Rock Band 4, goddammit.
Yeah, okay.
Yo, we are talking about
$25 million.
Yeah, so I said that in the stream. If we get a $25 million stretch goal for our Amplitude Kickstarter, we'll make Rock Band 4. And I think we're gonna lock that in. Like, hey, I know we've only raised like 200 grand so far, but seriously, if the Rock Band fans want to pledge, we'll make Rock Band 4. We'll figure it out.
Oh my God.
Just hook up with Microsoft and turn it into an Xbox exclusive or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, we always want to do console exclusives. It makes it so fucking easy to deal with the audience when they all freak out all the time. Yeah, but thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate you taking the time, and I like the show, and so I'm glad to be on.
Anytime. We'll have you on, and tell Nick to get back on the goddamn show. We haven't seen him.
Oh, fuck that guy. He's the worst.
It's been like a year since he's been on.
Yeah. Well, he's in New York right now, like playing Fantasia with people and being an asshole. So don't worry about him.
What a boner.
Yeah, real.
All right, go do your actual important podcast.
All right, man. I will talk to you guys later. Thanks so much for having me.
Later.
See ya.
Bye.
Boop. All right. Well, there goes our entertainment. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. I actually got to head off too. I'm going to a Gojira signing downtown.
Yo, hook a brother up. Real talk, Gojira's redonk.
Yeah, no, I love them. I'm taking my Way of All Flesh vinyl and my tab book to have them signed. So
very cool. Very, 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 very cool. Well, Kyle, also thank you for joining us as well.
No. Before we let him go, Kyle, what are you playing?
I've been playing a lot of Danganronpa on my Vita.
How is that?
I really like it. I mean, it's a visual novel, so I mean, it depends how much you like those, but I enjoy it.
Anything you're looking forward to in the next couple weeks?
Transistor. It's the only thing that matters to me.
Well, even if it's not a new release, is there something that you're looking at picking up for yourself? That you haven't gotten yet?
No. I don't think so. No, not really.
The only Mario thing that Kart to
me right now is Transistor. No.
When does that? When does that come out?
The 30th
of this month.
Yeah.
Yep, fuck.
30th of this month. Yeah, I don't even care about Mario Kart. The only thing I care about this month is Transistor.
Man, you're a piece of shit, Kyle.
I know. I'm the fucking worst. you're but no, a piece mostly of shit. Mostly just looking forward to shows. I'm going to see Mastodon tonight with Gojira.
Mastodon.
Yeah, Mastodon. And then shit, I got a whole bunch of shows, and that's what I'm doing.
Word bird.
And then I'm going to hang out with my buddies in Whitechapel next month, which will be fun.
They're good guys.
Yeah, they're good guys. I've been friends with the drummer for years, so that's cool.
I played a show with them a couple years ago, and I didn't realize how short the singer was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I was standing next to him. I was fucking towering him.
Oh, God.
But he's a good guy.
Yeah. But aside from that, I'll probably be seeing Animals as Leaders and Conquering Dystopia this month, too. So.
Oh, you got a busy month, too. Jeez.
Yeah.
I'm kind of jelly.
Very busy. Lots of photographs.
And that's why you haven't seen any new reviews on Save Continue.
Well, I have been pumping out articles. I
need review codes, Kyle.
Hey, did someone do a review of Trials?
No.
No, we didn't. We have friends at Ubisoft, but then again, we don't have friends at Ubisoft.
If you want to, if you perchance come across a code, I will do a review of Trials.
I'm sure you will, baby.
I've been actually, I was telling him before we started the podcast, I'm like, I've been all over Reddit, like, trying to get someone to buy me that game because I want to play it. So I'm like, please, please buy me this game.
Well, you could always come down and play it on the X-Bone.
It would cost me less to purchase the game myself than to drive to see you. I'm just saying. It's the truth.
Well, when the surgery happens, we're going to be tossing you gas money to drive the fuck down.
Yeah,
I won't be able to do anything.
I will not have an option.
Yeah, because otherwise the show will probably go on hiatus for a while.
No.
I would hope we don't have to do that.
We only missed one so far. We're not going to...
And that was Tim's fault, and he's obviously not really part of the show anymore.
No, not really.
It's like he made a quick mention this week when I said that we might have a guest this week. He's like, oh, well, what time are you doing it? And now he didn't even say that. He said, when dis?
When dis?
And
like jaundice, but when dis?
Yeah, I didn't really grasp what he was asking at the time, so I didn't reply.
It just looked like, I don't know what this means.
So he could have messaged me or texted me. It's like, hey, when are you guys recording this week? I want to show up. But I never heard from him, so I never told him.
Except, well, Kyle, go get your shit signed from Gojira. You lucky bastard.
And then get Chris something signed.
All right, I'll try, buddy.
Get them to sign a code for Trials.
You fucking got it.
Get a fucking Xbox or no, don't get an Xbox code. Get a Steam card for $20 because that's how much. It is, right? I think it's $20 for the main game.
Yeah, it's $20.
So get a Steam card for $20 and have them sign the Steam card. It'd be perfect.
All right, well, I'll try that. and then you'll just have this little Steam card. And then
I mean, I could still enter the code, but I'll just, like, I'll keep the card with the signatures.
Yeah. One of the other photographers is like, hey, have them sign your face. And I'm like, okay, so you'll probably see pictures of me with signatures on my face.
Well, that should be interesting.
Use permanent marker.
I'm probably not going to do that.
Get it tattooed.
We'll see.
On your face.
It's the best idea ever.
I don't need a job or anything.
No, it's self-employed, bro.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Kyle. Well, we'll let you go. Go get your shit signed, and hopefully you can hop on another podcast soon.
Yeah, I should be around more because, you know, I'm a total piece of shit anyway.
Hey, that's cool.
I'll be back. Way late tonight anyway because I'll be shooting Mastodon tonight too. So
well, I have work at my lovely job today, so
fun times.
Yeah,
good man.
I'm gonna go home and play as much Final Fantasy 14 as possible
before
the hard drive dies.
Before it actually shits the bed.
Oh my, the noises this thing makes are fantastic. It's like a high-pitched wheeze the entire time. Every now and then when you're loading a new area, there's clicking.
That sounds like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Jesus. All right. All right, boys. Sony. I'm out of here.
Back how?
Later, Wiener.
So, Joe.
Now that that dickhead's gone.
So, Joe. Music-wise, you said, I know we didn't get to like ask him before he left, but what do we do music-wise? And we don't have any messages from anyone else?
Well, that was the only email that we had.
Oh, yeah. You guys don't love us.
Music-wise, we have the title theme from Record Run, the game he was talking about. And then he mentioned he's going to try hooking us up with some Amplitude tracks or main drag songs. So I'm really not too sure, but it'll be...
We'll see. It'll be a surprise. John Drake spectacular. It's a surprise for everyone.
But what, you want to end it already?
Well, we could... What have you been playing?
I was going to say, have you heard the Drive Club news?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. You can inform everybody.
Well, Drive Club, which was originally going to be a PlayStation 4 launch title before it got delayed to early 2014, is now coming out in October.
Okay, so
a year late.
Okay.
It was also supposed to be free on PlayStation Plus, a limited version. They said that it would be, it would be slightly limited when it comes to cars and tracks, but there would be a minimal upgrade fee to upgrade it to the full game. So you could still have the full experience if you wanted. That has changed quite a bit. I'm hoping Sony hears the backlash because fans are obviously fucking furious about how they changed things from being a launch title to being a year late, from being a slightly limited version to having about a fifth of the full game content. So it's only going to have like 10 cars, 10 tracks, and one location. And instead of a minimal upgrade charge, it is a $50 upgrade charge. So you're pretty much just buying the full fucking game at that point.
So essentially they're putting out like a glorified demo.
Yeah. That you can still technically earn a platinum trophy if you played it forever.
I feel like that would almost be impossible if they're limiting content.
Well, they said that it's still possible. But the worst part about all of this is the way they're handling the upgrade is instead of, with PlayStation Plus, they always have games on sale. And if you buy the game on sale, that's yours to keep, whether or not your subscription is still active. With Drive Club, you're not buying the game. You are buying an upgrade DLC. So when your PlayStation Plus account lapses, you lose access to your $50 DLC.
That's retarded.
Yeah.
that makes no sense.
Yeah, there is a lot of backlash surrounding Sony, which as a fan of Xbox and how often they've been getting shit on over the past years, it has been great to see Sony finally get...
Like dropping the ball?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the first time that they've dropped.
Oh no, but everyone forgets about it.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's very difficult for the Xbox market and the Microsoft market to forget about the Red Ring of Death. Like, yeah. I swear, that's all anybody ever wants to talk about when it comes to Microsoft and Xbox products.
Oh, and how the Kinect is an NSA device.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah, like it's recording your
like
every
move.
If the
move, NSA like really wants to see me sit in my underwear on the couch playing a game, let them.
Yeah, I mean, what do you really do? Like
that's their loss.
That comes, and this is like a grander thing, which we won't get into. But it's one of those things where it's like, okay, man, like if you're really going to be that fucking worried that someone's going to be spying on you, like, are you even doing anything that's like worth spying on? Like, yeah, are you really fucking up your life that bad that becomes a problem?
Yeah, and these are probably people who own cell phones with cameras on them, laptops with cameras on them, tablets with cameras on them.
Right, and I don't know if most people actually look at this, but when you download an app on the App Store, like the majority of the time, they're asking for permission for your camera.
Yeah,
like almost all the time. And people don't really like think twice about it. They're just like, yeah, whatever.
And despite all that, Microsoft has come out saying that, you know, what the Kinect records never leaves, and you are in full control of your privacy.
Right. I mean, it's again,
but it's still an NSA device,
right? So, but again, it just kind of comes down to it, like, oh, like all those fucking like burnouts that are just like, you know, ripping bong hits like on their couch like all the time, like, oh, I don't want to let anybody see that, like. What the fuck does it matter? I don't get it.
Murder anybody in front of the Kinect.
Right.
And you're okay.
You're good.
Just do it in the basement where it belongs.
Right. Just fucking,
same with the meth cooking. Do that in the basement.
Just keep that.
Don't do it in front of your Xbox.
Yeah.
I'm sure the fumes aren't good for the system anyway.
maybe that's the problem. All the people that were just like, I want to get a new console. I'm going to get a PlayStation over an Xbox because it's $100 cheaper. All the ones that are like around like meth labs and all that kind of shit, that's what's forcing them to break.
And maybe, their excuse is they don't want
to. Maybe Sony will come out and be like, that's the problem, guys.
You're doing meth.
You're doing it wrong.
You're cooking like, meth right around your PlayStation.
Shouldn't
don't do
be doing that.
Drugs are bad.
I'm good. So yeah, so what, playing anything else?
I have been playing, I've gotten back into playing YS for the Vita, Memories of Salsetta or Weast? Salketta or YS, YS.
Oh, okay.
It's hack and, yeah, action, hack and slash RPG.
Okay,
good
cool.
Stuff, having a lot of fun with that. I kind of stopped playing it for a bit and I'm getting back into it. So, let's see what else. I'm playing more Final Fantasy 14 as much as I can before
your
the PS3 dies.
Explodes.
Hopefully the PS4 will fucking show up soon. Like I shipped it last Wednesday and they got it on Friday, and I go to search my service number and it's still not in their system.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Sony.
Yeah. And their support, like I contacted support to get some kind of update on it.
Yeah.
They were incredibly unhelpful, incredibly rude. Like, I'm getting frustrated with this, and I'm saying, like, I just want to know the status on this. I'm getting tired of, you know, not having any answers. I've never gotten any emails about this service at all. Like, I didn't know a box was on its way until it showed up. And they're just like, sir, you need to act professional or I will disconnect this chat. So then I started cursing them out.
Man.
Like every single time I'm like, well, is there a way to, you know, accelerate the process or to, you know, do anything with this to make it quicker, considering this is the third time I'm having it serviced? They're like, oh, you need to contact phone support. And I explained that the last time I contacted phone support, I was on hold for over an hour before I gave up and went back to chat support. And that wasn't before I talked to someone. That was, you know, I waited on hold and I was told, we need to transfer you. I'll do that right now. Please hold on a moment. And then an hour later, I gave up.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
To say the least.
I was sitting on hold, still talking to someone on chat support, and my phone battery died.
Well, that'll tell you something, too. Plus, if you're at home, you should keep your phone on a charger.
Well, I was sitting at my computer.
I'm just saying. I'm super saying. I'm just saying.
Fuck you.
I have been playing No More Heroes for the first time.
What are your thoughts on it?
Fuck the open world part. like it's not even necessary.
No, it's not.
I just find myself hopping on the bike and just being like, why can't I just go to this next place? Like, I just want to go there and start the next thing and just fucking pick up my coconuts or whatever.
Yeah.
but, I mean, it's Suda51. So, I mean, that's a plus in my book because, you know, Suda50, I love like everything that they've put out. And that's why, like, I was, so Cinco, I'll backtrack a little bit more. Cinco de Mayo, I was off. Two of my other friends ended up coming over. We had a lot of Dos Equis and tacos.
Taco.
Yep. And essentially what we did was the entire day we sat on my couch and went through the Wii and tried to find like the worst, like shittiest games or whatever, and
Cold
play
Stone
them.
Creamery.
We played. We actually we skipped over Cold Stone Creamery because we found better stuff.
Like what?
Burger Island was like the one that we ended up playing a lot of.
Do tell.
Burger Island was kind of like Cold Stone Creamery. In the fact that it's kind of like a, you want one of those kitchen management kind of games, like you get like, you know, whatever orders come up, and then you cook the stuff and put it on in a certain order and whatever. This game, you can have four players at the same time, and they're essentially all controlling the same shit.
Oh, God.
So it's just like there's four hands going across like the screen.
Oh, my God.
And we were just like, okay, like when it was time for burgers, we're like, okay, like Luke, you're going to do burgers, and then like Mikey and I were like, all right, I'll do the ketchup and the mustard, and you could do like the buns and the pickles and like all this. So we're just like, we're going through. Dude, we're ripping on this game for like like an hour. Like we're blowing through this game. Where it's like, oh yeah, we need to open up a fucking restaurant. Like we're so good at this. Da, da, da. What else did we play? We played the Mario Party 9, the one where you're all in the same cart, which I wasn't really a fan of everybody moving at the same time because I thought it was kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
Just because like the mini star thing and the fact that like you lose mini stars at certain portions, it's just like, I don't know. It's just I understand the concept, but I just really didn't care for the concept.
I think they need to quit fucking around with Mario Party and just put out like a normal fucking Mario Party.
Yeah. I mean, like we went back to Mario Party 8. Cause that was one where it was pretty much just like, okay, you know, like you got your fucking mini games and your stars and you know, whatever. So we played that one a little bit. Let's see here. What else did we play? We played Price is Right. What the fuck else did we played a lot of like of those like game collection things. Like there was this arcade one that we ended up playing. Oh, we played
Data East one.
Not that one. It was like a mini game, like one of those kind of things. There was a Six Flags one that we played, which that was really bad.
Nice.
What else did we play? There was some sort of like game show. It was like TV game show king party.
Oh, that one, yeah.
Well, the longest name ever. We played that one. And that one was actually kind of cool. I liked the concept of like after every single round or whatever, you got to spin this wheel if you so choose, which you know we all did because fucking why not? But like you know you could lose money, you could win money, you could steal money off of other people, like depending on what spaces you hit. Like that was actually a pretty fun game. What else did we do? We played Smarty Pants. We played. I think we didn't do Mario Kart. Mario Kart, I was playing, Jordan and I played last night. We were playing some Mario Kart.
Nice.
Which we did team mode. And all of the other people on our team fucking sucked. Like it was like between me and her, we would always get like at least like first through third or first through fourth or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then all of the members of the rest of our team were all the last. It was fucking ridiculous. I was so pissed.
Oh, God.
Let's see here. What else? I played some Samurai Showdown today.
Yeah, I saw you when we came in.
I've been trying to play some more stuff on the Wii, mainly just because like I really want to play Trials and I don't have it. Because like I saw the new one and I really want to fucking play it. I played some Diablo, but I'm starting to get a little burnt out on it because that's all I've been playing. So I kind of need to like, I want to diversify my games.
Well, go repair a 360 already.
I want to really, really bad. Right now, I don't have the time to do so. As soon as I have some time to do so, that's going to be the fucking first thing I do because I want to play Skate again, like really, really bad. I have that itch I need to scratch. And I've been really dying to. I want to play some Rock Band. I want to connect my electronic drum kit to it. I've been dying to try and figure that out ever since I bought that electronic kit. I'm like, oh man, I want to do that really, really bad. So that's like something that I want to do soon. And then, like, there's some other Xbox stuff that I wouldn't mind playing again. I'd like to play some GTA Online because I don't know when that's going to fucking come over to PC. Because that game is a lot of fun. Even like some other stuff too. Like there's a lot of stuff on Xbox that I do miss. That and there are like people like you that I would want to play some games with again, but I just don't have the opportunity to right now. So
there's rumors that GTA is going to hit next gen at E3. They're going to announce it.
Ooh, that'd be brutal. And that's the thing too. Like honestly, like I as much as I really want to get a Wii U. Like I've been saying it for a while. I think honestly, like if I have money that I can actually put towards something, my birthday is next month. Like my eyes are gunning for a Wii U, like really, really bad. If I can put the money together, because between Mario Kart, and a bunch of others like Smash Brothers, on the DS, they just announced the other fucking they're doing Pokemon, what is it? Sapphire and Ruby or whatever.
Yep. Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
So that should be pretty interesting. I mean,
November.
I'm more interested in some of the other stuff that's on DS right now. Like, I still haven't played the new Zelda. I still haven't played the Yoshi's Island or Yoshi's Story or whatever. Which I really enjoyed the other Yoshi's Island games. So I really want to play those two. The new Mario new Kirby games and stuff. The new Kirby.
New Kirby came out. I've been playing that. That's a lot of fun.
Oh, did it came out already?
Yeah.
Motherfuck. Yep. Like there's so much.
On the second, that and Mario Golf both came out.
Mario Golf on 3DS?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Online.
Ooh. I want that. Honestly, right now, Nintendo's putting out a lot of shit that I really want to get. I mean, an Xbox is definitely, like, it's a little bit easier, more accessible for me right now because I can fix one, essentially.
Do it.
I don't have the time right now. But money-wise, you know, like I said, if I've got some money that I could burn on some game stuff, like, I'm going to get a Wii U. Like, that's 100%, like, that's what I want to do.
I hope the microphones pick them up. They're so loud today.
No, they're probably fine. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see in post.
I still have both ears and you can for hear the them? Headphones on, and I can hear them loud and clear.
That's great. Well, then that's perfect. This is the perfect time for them to do that, actually, considering is towards the tail end. But
come on. I'm not paying attention to you. I could just hear you.
I have one.
Come be on the show.
I have one headphone off.
Come on.
So I think I heard something about a vehicle or something. I don't know. I have no
come
idea.
Be on the show.
I wasn't paying attention.
Come be on the show.
That's okay. Well,
one of these weeks, they'll do the whole show.
I want to have that happen. It'll be funny. It'd be really, really funny. But yeah, so there's like a lot of stuff that I'm probably going to be sitting and playing. I might like take a look at Mario Galaxy for the first time. Like there's a lot of stuff on the Wii that I've never ever even touched.
Xenoblade.
So yeah, I know Xenoblade's on there. I really want to take a look at what the fuck was on there that I
Fatal Frame?
No. Nope. Nope. I'm not a survival horror guy.
You can at least do Resident Evil 4.
Nope.
Really?
I don't, dude. I just do not do like the closest thing to survival horror that I'll probably play that's on the Wii is fucking Mad Hunt 2.
I can't believe you wouldn't even try Resident Evil 4.
Nah,
that's definitely more action than survival horror.
I'm just not. Nope. Wow. I'm just not. I can't fucking do it, man.
You should at least try it. That's like one of the greatest games ever.
I've watched people play it, so I know how it goes. I can't fucking do it, man. I can't do it. I may end up like really pissing myself off and playing the Animal Crossing that's on the Wii because I'll end up just dumping my life back into that. There's just a lot of stuff that I'm excited to fuck around with on the Wii. So I'm going to start playing that a little bit more, but I wish I could play it online, but meh.
What you can.
Can I? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, just don't update it.
Well, yeah, I'm just not going to. I wouldn't update it.
You could still play games online.
Can we play? stuff.
Play what?
Together?
Like what?
I don't know, like fucking Mario Kart or something else.
If I actually played the Wii, possibly. Considering it's upstairs in the bedroom.
Well, then I guess I need to get a Wii U, huh? Is that, I think that's...
Or fix a fucking Xbox already.
Or fix an Xbox. What would you really want to play on Xbox, though?
I don't know. Anything?
360.
Hmm? Yeah, we would have to buy it for 360, though. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you can't 360 with one or one with three. Yeah. It's one or the other. One or the other. I don't know. We'll think of something. I definitely like I want to start like I kind of feel like wanting to play some more console shit.
Fix.
I know.
Xbox.
I know.
You've been talking about that for a month.
I don't have time right now.
And it's two floors away.
I don't have time right now. I really don't. Cuz I would have to delegate a whole day to it because it's been a while since I fixed an Xbox.
Next time, instead of playing Diablo, be like, hey, I'm going to go get an Xbox. I'm going to fix it.
We'll see.
You're a boner.
No. But no, it's one of the, I think, I don't know, like with Diablo, I'm probably still going to keep playing it, but it's one of those things where, like, I don't know, I literally played it like every day.
You have an addiction.
Like every day.
You have an addiction.
It is my favorite. It's my favorite game series. It is. But the problem right now is it's not being updated as much as it was. They were doing like decent patches like every, I don't know, like every couple of weeks, every month or something like that. And I feel like it's been about a month and a half since the last patch or something like that. So I don't know. There's still a lot of stuff that they're working on and that they're going to be updating on it. I'm just kind of waiting until that happens. I want to start playing some more hardcore again, but the problem is I'm having a couple issues with my internet connection because I'm sharing internet with my neighbor.
Sharing or leeching?
Sharing. Sharing is caring. But you know, right now we can't have our own internet connection. So you know, once that gets resolved too, I'll be able to. Because I think that's the other reason why I haven't really been trying to hardcore like figure out like system wise. Because the whole reason why I would want a 360 is so that I could play with my friends. Which I think right now the state of our connections and stuff like that is really not that possible. And that's why I don't play hardcore, because I've been playing and then like I drop a connection and then like my fucking character's dead. So that's why that's why I haven't really been messing around with hardcore.
That really sucks.
So I still have my two level 70s on hardcore. I got a barb up to like fucking 26 or 27 or something like that. You know, I have my witch doctor or not my witch doctor, my fucking demon hunter or something like that. I would consider playing Diablo even on my console so that I'd be able to play with you. But it's like I would
going to do when it came out and we never did.
Yeah, like that.
You dick.
I know.
Because you traded it to get Grand Theft Auto and then we played that what, twice?
Well,
GTA
was the shit. I'm not gonna lie.
And then you traded that?
Yeah, I had to. I didn't have
you
a choice.
You dick?
I didn't have a choice. But yeah, so that's what I'm playing right now.
You know what
so.
I'm not going to be playing anytime soon?
What?
Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
We're a month and a half from the console releases and it just got delayed like at least 6 months.
Yeah. There's a post on the website saying that it might not, like Kyle believes that it's not going to come out on console. I have to tend to want to agree with them, mainly just because like it's really not that popular. I mean, like it's not doing that well on PC, and if it's not doing that well on PC, I can't foresee it doing that well on consoles.
Well, they could always pull Final Fantasy 14
and do what?
We'll get the Elder Scrolls Online scroll rewritten.
Well. A scroll rewritten.
Instead of a realm reborn. They'll just scrap the whole game, start over, make it something that people actually want to play.
Maybe.
And then it'll come out on consoles.
Maybe.
In
I don't
3 years.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
I played the original Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
It was dog shit.
But you're like all
like,
about this one.
Massively dog shit. But this this version is fantastic.
Oh, and I did. I don't think I actually reported on this last week, because I think it might have been actually last weekend. But WildStar, I got in for the a weekend beta or something like that. Downloaded all the stuff, went to play it. I think I might have played it for like an hour. You know, it's not bad. It's an MMO. You know, it's standard MMO fare.
Yeah.
You know, it's the beta. I mean, it's set to be released in a month. Like full version's coming out in like a month. I know it's sometime in June.
So was Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. But my whole thing is just like, I don't know. It's, I don't know if I really, I don't really think I need an MMO. I don't think I do. Cause I got into it. I started playing it and I was just like, man, do I really want to play this right now? Like, is this really what I want?
14.
Yeah. But even still, like, it's not, I think just the concept of an MMO, like right now, that's just not what I'm looking for in a game. No.
And the good thing is we could play that together.
I know that. I would need a PlayStation. So would
no,
you?
No, you wouldn't.
What, on PC?
Yeah.
You can cross-platform with
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's why I'm saying we could play it together. You get it on PC, I play it on whatever PlayStation,
whichever PlayStation
is working.
Is
at the
working.
Time,
yeah.
And we play together.
But it's monthly, isn't it?
Well, the first month is free.
I see. That's another thing too. Like, I just can't pay monthly for a fucking game.
Well, then you
I've had a hard enough time like paying monthly for fucking Xbox Live. That pissed me off enough.
Then you don't pay that monthly.
Well, yeah,
never,
you try and pay
Xbox yearly. Live monthly.
I don't have the money to dump
it's
into that.
It's $10 a month, or you could like find it discounted for $40 for the year.
Yeah. That's normally what I try and do. But that's the thing, like dumping $40, like it's essentially like buying a game. You know what I mean? But you're just paying for a service. And right now I just don't have the opportunity to do so. So
well, then play it for a month.
Well, yeah.
And then you
squeaky
from there,
mic stand.
From there you can either choose they have different subscription rates where if you pay a bunch of months in advance it's cheaper, or you can do an entry subscription where you pay month to month, and I think it's only $10 each month.
It's, yeah, but even
it's
still,
like only one character though, which really you don't need anymore.
Yeah, me. Yeah, since, I mean, I would probably if I was gonna actually play it, I'd probably only do one person.
Yeah, because you could change your class anytime.
Oh, well then, yeah, I wouldn't want to fucking have multiple, yeah. Unless she wanted to play it, but.
Yeah. But every job is just based on the weapon you have equipped.
Oh.
So if I want to go kill things, I equip my axe. If I want to make things, I equip like whatever the fuck I do to make like a saw to do
woodworking
carpentry
or
stuff.
Huh.
Or if I want to go mine, I just equip a pickaxe.
We'll see. I don't know. I definitely right now, like I said, we use that. That's what I'm gunning for. I want a Wii U. Still, that and an Xbox. I'll figure it out.
Go fix one.
Maybe we'll see if I have some time.
All right, let's end the show.
Yes. Do you have
music
any
from
stuff
John Drake?
That he
whatever
picks,
he gives
provides
us,
whatever.
Probably the main drag. And then I know for sure we have the title theme for Record Run.
Yep.
Which is really good. Good song. I was rocking out to that. And,
do you have, do
go,
you have,
go check out Quarashi.
Yeah. And POD and Pink. Was that, Pink was on it.
Right? I feel so alive.
Do you have any?
For the very first time.
Do you have any? Do you have any? Do you have any final words for our listeners?
And so. I think I can fly.
see no reason why I am. See no reason why I am L-U-V. So baby, won't you break my heart in two, so I can keep a piece of it from you. I see no reason why I am. See no reason why I am.
summer's dread. All the lies you told about me, they were totally, totally, totally true.
That it's all for the best, 'cause it
Profanity yes. is allowed and encouraged.
Yes.
Oh, fuck yes. Okay, good.